It's time for Big Blue Kickoff Live. Only on Giants.com.
Manning back, steps up, heaves one down the middle of the field, into the end zone, and Nix makes the catch for the touchdown! He went up with the big hands and caught it on the Hail Mary!
Boots one, returnable for Williams from his own 20. Lost the ball, and the Giants say they have it, and they do! Devin Thomas recovered it, but the rookie Jaquan Williams punched it out.
Manning out of the shotgun set, and he's back to throw. Finds the pocket, deep ball down the left sideline, and it's going to be caught. Was he inbounds? Yes! Manningham on the sideline. Brady's under pressure, Brady's chased, Brady heaves one. Down the middle of the field, into the end zone, a jump ball, and it's incomplete, and the ball game's over, and the Giants have won Super Bowl 46.
Now, here's your host, John Schmell.
Big Blue Kickoff Live right here on Giants.com, 201-939-4513, 201-939-4513. Big Blue Kickoff Live is presented by Andrew Mark. You can listen exclusively on Giants.com, or, of course, you can listen on your mobile app. You can download it from iTunes, your Google Play Store, or your BlackBerry app. You can check it out there as well. So make sure you check that out. All the ways you can listen to Big Blue Kickoff Live right here on Giants.com. We'll be with you until the end of the week. Then we'll be back with you in some way, shape, or form up at training camp. We're still kind of figuring that out, how we're going to do it up at camp, whether we could take calls. It could be video. It could be audio. It could be a little mix of both. We'll figure that out once we get up to Albany and see what happens. But for now, obviously a very quiet time in the NFL. You have some periphery stuff going on. For example, big surprise, Roger Goodell upheld his own ruling on the Saints suspensions. No one's surprised by that. Ray Rice still doesn't have a contract. Drew Brees still doesn't have a contract. Matt Forte still doesn't have a contract. So all those type of things is all out there that, you know, that's happening in the National Football League. But otherwise, it's quiet, especially in the land of the Giants, which is a good thing. As training camp is really just a week away, and we're really looking forward to that coming up in Albany in about 2 weeks. God, we're leaving for 15 days for Albany. It's amazing. Feels like the Super Bowl was just yesterday, but we're coming up to training camp coming up in just a couple of days. 201-939-4513, 201-939-4513. We got a lot of stuff going on. One thing I want to talk about today is what game you're most looking forward to this year and why. We can break down that matchup as well when you call in. And we're going to start out with Jabbar in Brooklyn. Jabbar, what's going on, man? Good morning.
Hey, good morning, man. What's going on?
Nothing much, bro. What's happening?
Nothing much, man. I'm just chilling. I just have a couple questions, a question regarding my favorite position.
What's that?
The safety spot in training camp. I heard of two undrafted guys, Will Hill and Jackson, at the safety spot, and I've heard nothing but good things from the coaches. Now, I haven't been there to actually see them in practice or whatever, but from what you can tell, have they been playing up to par, or do you see some things that both of those guys need to work on to make the team?
Well, I mean, both guys clearly have stuff to work on. Neither one was drafted. So these guys are not finished products by any means. There's a reason they went through seven rounds in the NFL draft and didn't get picked. But what there is no doubt about is that both Jansen Jackson and Will Hill are both extremely talented players. Will Hill was one of the top high school players coming out of New Jersey, if I'm not mistaken, when he came out of high school. Jansen Jackson was having a very good college career until some off-the-field stuff really derailed that career. He had to transfer, all sorts of stuff happened. So they'll certainly be given the opportunity because right now safety is actually one of the more shallow positions on the Giants roster, in my opinion.
Right.
Once you get past the starters and intro role and Kenny Phillips, you have Tyler Sash, who played special teams last year going into his second year. I'm sure he would like to get some playing time at safety. But the two undrafted guys, and I think you make a good point, Will Hill and Jansen Jackson will both have an opportunity to show what they can do at camp. And if they show this coaching staff that A, they're mature enough to handle the NFL, B, they can learn the playbook, I think they have a good chance of making this team, or at the very least making the practice squad.
Right, right. I think Will Hill has a great chance because even Kaufman was talking high about him. And also my favorite game this season is going to be against the Cleveland Browns week 5. I mean, because who wouldn't want to see their favorite team win by 40?
See, Jabbar, I like that. You want to win. You don't care how you get it, right?
Right, right. That's all that matters.
All right, Jabbar.
Man, y'all have a good one. Y'all take it easy over there.
Yeah, you too, man. Appreciate the call. I like that. Comes in with the Browns. Just wants the W. Just remember, though, folks, I want to go back in the time machine a little bit, back to 2008. Giants were undefeated, dominating the league coming off the Super Bowl. Cleveland Browns on the road on a Monday night, they were terrible. Beat the Giants for the first loss of the season. So, just shows you, sometimes the cliche is right any given Sunday in the NFL. So, you know, be careful with your wish porn. We got to see what happens with the Browns this year. You know, Trent Richardson, new running back, new possible quarterback, and Brandon Weeden if he beats out Colt McCoy, which really it appears like that's going to happen. Still no really wide receivers on that team as far as I can tell, which could be a problem for Brandon Weeden. But it is what it is. The Browns, that'll be an interesting game, one of those four AFC North games the Giants are going to have to play this year. 201-939-4513. 201-939-4513. Ian's down in Texas. What's up, Ian? I think I know what game you're looking forward to.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm down in the devil's mouth down here. That's why I'm looking forward to the first game of the season, man. Season goes one game at a time. Cowboys game one. That's going to be crazy.
Ian, I want to ask you, being down in Texas, are Cowboys fans just licking their chops for that first game of the year trying to get some payback?
Oh, are you kidding? They talk trash the third game of the season when they haven't won a game against us. So, yeah, they're definitely running their mouths already. But the thing is, division rival, first game of the season, you know, it kind of sets the tone for the entire season. So we need to come at them hard, and I don't think we're going to have a problem with it. But they do have a new defense this year, so.
Hey, yeah, I'll tell you what, and, you know, that's all good reason to look forward to the game, not to mention the big celebration, you know, beforehand. Celebrating that Super Bowl last year, first game of the NFL season, what great night for everybody. That's just going to be a lot of fun all every way around.
I guess.
All right, Ian, appreciate it. Go ahead, man. I'm sorry.
I said we'll be shouting Big Blue down in Texas. You know it.
All right, man. I appreciate it, Ian. Be good. First game of the season, that's a good one. Obviously, the Cowboys are going to be a little annoyed. The Giants basically made the playoffs at the expense of the Cowboys last year, beat them twice in the last four games of the year. Including that final game to get the Giants into the postseason. So Dallas should be angry. The Giants obviously very excited. And, of course, then you had the mini controversy this week that a lot of people made more of than you really should have, in my opinion, with Amani Toomer saying statistically Tony Romo had a better year last year. And, quite frankly, if we look at the statistics and break them down one by one, Tony Romo did have a better year last year. But statistics don't tell the story of an NFL season. It's only a piece of what you look at when you compare these players. And it's, you know, great for Tony Romo that he had a better completion percentage, you know, more touchdowns, fewer picks. And a lot of games it wasn't his fault, but Eli Manning did what was necessary for his team to win games and eventually win the Super Bowl. So, obviously, in the situation you're in now, if you're picking a player to take you to a championship and to lead you, as good as Tony Romo's statistics have been, I don't think anybody at this point, including if you put the most diehard Cowboy fan on a lie detector machine, that they can honestly tell you that they'd rather have Tony Romo than Eli Manning. You just can't make that call right now. Statistics be damned. The way Eli's performed last year, and especially in the fourth quarter, Eli's fourth quarter stats last year were absolutely off the chart. I'm going to see if I can find them here and bring it up, because they were really not just awe-inspiring, but I think record-setting, too. If I can find some Eli Manning splits here somewhere online. Just his fourth quarter production was just absolutely insane. He has something like 125 quarterback rating. Okay, here we go. We got a little Eli Manning here. Let's see if I can find Eli Manning splits. But as I was saying, just his ability, there we go, Mortensen's got it, good job. In the fourth quarter last year, Eli Manning had a 111 quarterback rating, completed 67% of his passes for 2,000 yards, 18 touchdowns, 6 interceptions, and obviously you know how well the Giants did. In the fourth quarter, within 7 points, so when the game's a little bit tighter, 63% completion percentage, 9 touchdowns, 3 picks, 104.5 quarterback rating. So he was by far playing his best football in the fourth quarter. It's not even close. In fact, if you look at the numbers, he threw for nearly twice as many yards in the fourth quarter than he threw for in the third last year. And he threw for more touchdowns in the fourth quarter than he threw in the first and second quarters combined. So Eli Manning's fourth quarter production was really just absolutely off the charts. One of the reasons the Giants were able to have the type of success they had last year and win as many games as they could. 201-939-4513. Let's go to Denny in Pennsylvania. Denny, good morning, pal.
John, it's Vinny.
I'm sorry, Vinny, my man. Long time no speak.
I know, long time. I haven't been able to call in, man. You know, duty calls sometimes. Right?
I hear you. What's going on, Vin?
No, I'm doing well. I just want to flash back a little bit a couple months ago without saying, you know, we all better stay positive because you know what happens. Eli Manning puts another Vince Lombardi trophy in his trophy case. So, you know, I'm just glad. I think the Giants played a great season. I've been watching ESPN, and I saw you guys tweet this morning saying, you know, what game do I anticipate? Well, I anticipate the next Super Bowl. So that's what I'm waiting to see. But, you know, I just want to, you know, say what's up. And last year was a great season. You know, I wasn't able to continue rapping because I actually went on tour because I DJ. But
Very nice.
We were, like, all over the country, so it's kind of hard to stay on West Coast time and get up and all that stuff. But,
oh, yeah.
We kept tuning into the show, and it was a great time, man. So how you guys been up here?
Yeah, Vinny, everything's good, man. Everything's been real good. You know, we're getting ready for training camp. It feels like the season just ended, and now the next one's, you know, basically starting up in 15 days when we're leaving for Albany. So obviously things are starting to get moving here in the off season.
Yeah, I can't wait. I got two things for you. Number one, remember last year I shouted out Ryan Purvis? He just happens to work out at the gym I go to, and we're buddies, but you know, I seen him coming up on players to watch, so I'm kind of excited to see what he does. I really hope the kid makes the team because he's a hard-working
kid. Yes, he is, no doubt.
But, he's a good guy. But, yeah, I just want to also say one last thing here. What's up to Giants Nation? But also, you know, I was watching ESPN, and I love this new thing they got going on comparing Eli to Romo. I think it's a joke. I mean, 8 years Romo's been in the league or something ridiculous like that. He's got two playoff wins. The Giants happened to injure him, 2 years ago? Come on. And they're comparing the two players. Also, I'm just irritated with what I see on TV as usual. Like, they talk about, like, the Giants, like, oh, we're not going to repeat. They only went 9-7, this and that. All I know is the golden ticket gets you into the playoffs. After that, you know, it comes from the heart, man. And our team showed it last year, and I'm very proud of all the Giants, man. They did a great job. But thanks a lot, John. I'm going to keep listening, and it's nice talking to you. I'm going to try to call in more this year.
Vinny, love to hear from you, man. Vinny, our rhyming friend down in Philadelphia. Hope to see him out a couple games this year. Does a great job. Good to hear from him. We haven't heard from Vinny all offseason. He's been on the road, apparently, doing a little DJing. I'd like to get invited to one of these days, and Vinny can extend the invite. I don't know. You know, thought we were buddies. Guess not. It's okay. But I will say one thing to what Vinny said, talking about ESPN bringing up the whole Romo Manning thing and all that stuff. And no one is quicker to get on ESPN than I am. I think they're a disaster area when it comes to how they cover sports a lot of times. But this actually wasn't their fault, because the reason it was a story is not just for the heck of it. A former Eli Manning teammate, Amani Toomer, said statistically Tony Romo was a better quarterback than Eli Manning. And they were basically, you know, playing off the fact that one of Eli Manning's former top targets said Romo was better. So that's the reason ESPN decided to kind of bring that up. But again, statistics don't tell the whole story. What you do on the field and how much you win, that in the end is really the most important thing. 201-939-4513. John Schmelk with you on Big Blue Kickoff Live right here on Giants.com. Comes your way Monday through Friday, 10 to 10:30 throughout the offseason. We'll do the show the rest of this week. We'll be off up until the start of training camp, the end of the week of the 25th. We'll try to get a show in that week. Otherwise, we'll start up that final week of July up from Albany. Not sure how the show is going to work, if we take calls, video, audio, whatever. But we will certainly do it when we're up in Albany one way, shape, or form. We're talking about some of the games that are being most anticipated this year by Giant fans. And I think the game that I'm looking forward to the most, just because I think it's going to be a great test for the Giants and the Giants' defense, is that rematch against the San Francisco 49ers from this year in the NFC Championship game. They really gave the Giants all they could handle in both those games last year. Really the only team in the NFL that was able to slow down that New York Giants' dynamic passing attack and offense and really give them some problems. And frankly, if Kyle Williams doesn't fumble or muff the one and fumble the other punt in that NFC Championship game, the 49ers are in the Super Bowl, because the Giants couldn't put up points. They had so many opportunities in the second half to get the ball and try and score, but the Niners defense shut them down again and again and again. I believe they're returning 10 of those 11 starters this year, if I'm not mistaken, the 49ers. I re-signed Carlos Rogers. Navarro Bowman's back. Patrick Willis is back. They brought back, I think, pretty much that entire defense, including Justin Smith on the defensive line. So they have a lot of guys there that will give the Giants trouble once again. We'll see if Alex Smith can take a step. They tried to add some weapons at wide receiver, obviously adding Mario Manningham to the fold, Randy Moss being brought back, seeing if he has anything left in the tank. So I think that'll be a very fun game to watch, Giants and 49ers, to see if the Giants can figure out that 49er defense, which really was one of the best in the league last year. But if you take a little closer look at the Giants' schedule, I know we examined this when it first came out. I guess that was a couple months ago now. Feels like yesterday. But obviously you start the game against the Cowboys. What's interesting to me, though, is that the Giants only play one division game in their last five, two in their last six. But the end of the schedule is, once again, very, very tough. Coming off the Giants' very late bye on November 18th, they have to play Green Bay, at Washington, home versus the Saints, at the Falcons, at the Ravens, and home versus the Eagles. Now, the only game that some fans could argue might not be too hard in there is the Redskins. But remember, the Redskins beat the Giants twice last year. So that's certainly something that the Giants going to have to rectify. We don't know how good Robert Griffin III is going to be this year. If he comes out of the gate and plays like Cam Newton did last year, or if he plays to the same type of level that people expect him to play at, that could be a very difficult game. The Redskins also have a pretty good defense. They beat the Giants last year despite being absolutely decimated on the offensive line, which to me was a surprise. They had a billion injuries on that line. They had a couple suspensions too. They'll have those guys back this year. So that'll be very interesting. But the Giants' schedule is just really tough up and down. They have a stretch from October 14th to November 4th, where their four games are at San Francisco, home versus the Redskins, at Dallas, home versus Pittsburgh. Extremely tough. Three out of their first four games, home versus Dallas, at Carolina, at Philly. Another very tough stretch. I already talked about the back end. So a very difficult schedule for the Giants. The two divisions they play, the NFC South, the AFC North, you could argue the two best relative divisions in those two conferences, unless you believe the NFC East happens to be the best division. I happen to believe that. But the NFC South is no slouch. The Buccaneers, though having a bad year last year, made the playoffs 2 years ago. We'll see if Freeman can have a bounce-back season at quarterback. Obviously, Cam Newton will be in the league for one more year, see if he improves a bit. The Falcons, Panthers, offense last year was dangerous. You know about their running game. And now we'll see if Cam Newton can improve a little bit. The Falcons obviously made the playoffs last year. Matt Ryan, Turner, Julio Jones, Roddy White, Tony Gonzalez, a lot of weapons on offense. The Giants defense shut them down in the playoffs for sure. But again, the Falcons are a very tough team. Then you have the Saints. We'll see how they handle the bounty issues from last year. Sean Payton's not going to be coaching them this season. Vitt will only come back, I think, after what, six games or eight? Six, I think, right? The defense coordinator, six games, right? Yes. He'll be back after six games. He'll be a little like coaching by committee almost before that. It's going to be a bit of a mess. They have a couple of the defensive players suspended, obviously. Scott Fujita, Jonathan Vilma. So we'll see how they can react. Heck, and we'll see if they can get Drew Brees signed to a long-term contract. They're just going to franchise him for 1 year and go from there. But if they do leave Brees franchise, it's a one-year salary cap hit, which is going to be tough for the Saints to absorb. So it's my guess that they're going to figure out a way to get that long-term deal done with Drew Brees. They can spread that cap hit out over the length of his contract. And then, like I said, you have the AFC North, which you have the Ravens and the Steelers, which are both good teams every single year. They're both coached extremely well. They both have good defenses. You have Ben Roethlisberger. Joe Flacco took another step next year. We'll see if Ray Rice is back into the fold for the Ravens. So those are two very tough teams in the AFC North. And remember, the Bengals made the playoffs last year. Dalton, a quarterback, A.J. Green, a young wide receiver. So those are two people, again, that are very dangerous players that you have to deal with when it comes to the Cincinnati Bengals. And they were a very good defensive team last year. And then I mentioned the Cleveland Browns. Our good buddy called up before made the point that that's the game he's looking forward to because he thinks it's going to be a 40-point win for the Giants. Well, hold on. While the Browns obviously have struggled a lot the last few years, Mike Holmes has been there a few years now. He's trying to build something. They have Trent Richardson, a potential top running back. They think Brandon Whedon can be a top quarterback in this league. So that's not going to be a gimme easy game for the Giants either. No games in the NFL ever are. 201-939-4513. Let's go down for our final call of the show. Hugo in Texas. Hugo, good morning.
Good morning.
What's going on, man? What's on your mind?
Nothing. I was reading the Twitter right now. What was the greatest game for the 2012 season?
What do you what is it for you, Hugo?
The best game ever for the 2012 season was the Giants and Cowboys game when the Giants won by the kickoff. Cause I was there. I was there at the stadium over there in Dallas, and oh my God, I had so many people booing me because I was wearing that my Hakeem Nicks jersey.
Well, you know what, Hugo? As long as all they did was boo you, I think you got out okay.
No, they were picking on me. They started throwing beer at me. But
no, man, that's not good.
I'm not going to lie. I held my head high because, I mean, the Giants won, and I didn't care at all.
Well, I imagine you must be pretty psyched for that first opening game against Dallas on September 5th.
Yeah, I know. We're trying to get tickets to go over there. Me and my friends are trying to get end zone tickets, but it's still up in the air. But hopefully I go.
Yeah, Hugo, man, we hope to see you down there when the Giants travel down to Big D. I guess they go there early again, too, October 28th. So we look forward to that, Hugo. Thanks a lot for the call, man. 201-939-4513. Thanks for listening to Big Blue Kickoff Live right here on Giants.com. We'll be back with you tomorrow at 10 o'clock. It's presented by Andrew Mark. Thanks for the callers. We'll Michael Eisen tomorrow. See you then.